This episode has been brought to you by Project Ikute Torah, where we are here to help you learn, live, and love Torah Or and Likutei Torah. To learn more about us, visit projectlikuteitorah.org.
Likutei Torah, Parashat Tzav, page 16b. Hayom ro'ov hayonos chulu, the sea saw and fled. Hehorim rokdu chiyelim chulu, the mountains dance like rams. We need to understand why did the mountains dance and the sea saw and fled? So why did the mountains dance and the sea ran away? The Shalah, in his writings in Masechta Pesachim, writes, Pirush ki hanisa hu ho'aveda mi'ira v'harikud hu ho'aveda mi'ava. That when it says the sea ran away, that's avoidas Hashem, the service of Hashem, out of awe. And the dancing of the mountains, this is avoidas Hashem out of love. V'hu b'chinas sar u'b'chinas eved. It's the difference between a minister and a servant. The minister serves Hashem out of love, and the servant out of awe, out of fear. V'hinei b'hiskalos ha'melech. Now when the king is revealed, azai b'chinas sar, then the minister, sha'avodosei b'simcha, whose avoda is with great joy, tegadol simchosei, his simcha is even greater when he sees the king. V'zehu hehorim, and that's a reference to the mountains, sheheim midos da'atzilos, which are the midos of the world of Atzilos, shemisham sheresh hanashamas, which from there is the root of souls, hanikroim achim lamokim, which are called brothers to Hashem, kesar lifnei hamelech, they are like a minister before the king, velachin rokdu, and therefore they danced. Ubechinas eved, whereas the servant, shavedosa miyira, whose service is out of awe, azai, then, behiskalas hamelech, when the king is revealed, tipoil ho'eme v'hapachad b'yose, there falls on the servant tremendous fear and trembling, v'zehu hayom, and this is the sea, shemisham sheresh b'chinas ke'eved lifnei hamelech, ro'av hayon ischulu, which is the root of the servant who is standing before the king, saw and fled. Parenthesis, V'ayin mashikosav me'inyin sar ve'eved, soif dibra maschel roni v'simchi bas, ayin shom b'dibra maschel hinei bas chulu. V'ayin rabbeis v'shalach perech hafalep mipnei ma'ata b'reach, omar lohi ayom mipnei Eloika Yaakov, mipnei yirosa shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hu al derech v'yar ha'om v'yanu v'yamdu me'rochig. V'ayin oid me'inyin hayom, Rav Ayonis, Rabbis Bamidbar Parsha Aleph Dafresh Tes Omen Gimel, Ube Parshas Ekev Gabe Ata Over Ayo Masayadin Dafresh Sadik Beis Omen Gimel. Mikates Sev Parsha Pei Zayin, Zoya Chelik Beis, Daf Mem Tes Sev Omen Aleph, Reish Lamet Omen Beis. Close the parenthesis. And in order to understand this, v'tosfos bi'ur with more explanation, hine mitchilo, so from the outset, yesh lahakdim, we need to give an introduction, inyan shvi'i shel Pesach, to understand what is the seventh day of Pesach. Sheboi nikra hayom, which on that day was the splitting of the sea. Umavur b'pri etz chayim, so the pri etz chayim explains, shehu gam kein inyan leidas hanashamis, that the day of the seventh day of Pesach is the day that neshamis, souls, are born. And this is the meaning that the Bnei Yisrael went on dry land within the sea. This is the idea of the birth of the neshamis of souls. The ho'inyan, and the explanation is, Ki neshama is because souls, Yisrael, of Yidden, olu b'machshava, arose in Hashem's thought. Ve'oz nikroim achim v'reim l'hakadosh baruch hu. And then, in the level of thought, they are called brothers and beloved ones of Hashem. Upirish achim v'reim, what does it mean, achim, brothers and beloved ones? Hainu, lihiyoyski kutshubrichu hu bechines oiren sof baruch hu, because since Hashem is the light of the Ein Sof Baruch Hu, kushemelubish memidas tatzilus, as it comes clothed within the midas of Atzilus, ki Ein Sof Baruch Hu ba'atzmoi, because of the Ein Sof itself, lav mikol inun midas ihu klal, he is not at all of these midas. In other words, one cannot talk about the differentiation of midas in the Ein Sof itself. It's only when the Oyer Ein Sof comes clothed within the midos of Atzilus that we can call that Kudshu Brichu. V'lo yitochen al ha'atzmos kriya shem klal. One can't give a name to the essence at all. El rak al bechines hiskalusoi, only on the revelation of the Ein Sof. V'oz nikras havaya, and then it has the name Havaya, Yud Chochma, Yud being the dominant letter of Chochma in Chochma, He and Bina, Chulu, etc. Vehine now, Samach Ribbin Neshamas Yisrael, the 600,000 souls of Yidden, Shenim Shochim mit Samach Ribbin Oisir Samach Shova, which are drawn from the 600,000 letters in Hashem's thought, nikroim achim lekutshubrichu. They are called brothers to kutshubrichu, shehem hamidos, which are the midos of Atzilus. Ukamei al derech moshel, b'machsheves seichel. So, for example, by the thought of the intellect, shehoisias hem ke'etzem echad im husa seichel shebeseichem, where the letters are at one with the intellect which is within them. V'chein machsheves hamidos im hamidos. Similarly, the thoughts of the midos are one with the midos. V'oz, and then, heim b'chinas elokus mamish, they are literally elokus. Ki ba'atzilus ihu v'chayei v'garmei echad, k'meshkotze b'mokam acher. Because in Atzilus, he and his oiris and his kelim are one. In other words, in Atzilus, the neshames are called achim v'reim because they are at one with the midos of Atzilus, and the midos of Atzilus are one with Hashem. Ubechtei shetishave haneshame bebechines yesh. However, in order that a soul should be created as an independent being, lihiyoyz bechines nivra, a created being, shehu bechines nifrod meayin mamish, which is independent and created something from nothing, shahari bihiyoyz ba'atzilus, because when the soul is in Atzilus, he bechines alukus mamish, it's literally alukus, ki gam ma shenikra b'shem oisius machshava, because even though we give it a term of letters of thought, hakoyel l'shakech ha'oizen, it's all in order to make this audible and intelligible to us. Aval ki loy machshavosai machshavos seichem ksiv, but my thoughts are not your thoughts, it's written, Hual yidei midas malchusa yizbarach, and in order to create the soul in an independent created state, that comes through the midah of malchus. In other words, in Atzilus itself, it is of Hashem's machshava, which is one with him, and hence called achim v'reim, However, in order to become a created independent being, it has to be through the sphere of Malchus. Shehi hanikras levush, which is a garment, lehalim, which conceals, or lehastir, and covers, ad sheyuchel liyos bechinas yesh, until there can be created an independent being. Ukameshakosov, as it says, Hashem Moloch Geus Lovish, that Hashem donned a robe of kingship. Ki midas hamalucha hi halavush, because the attribute of kingship is the garment, hagoyrim liyos hisavas hayesh, which is the cause of the creation of the independent being. Ki ein melech b'loyam, because you can't have a king without a people. Fahainu nifrodim davka, and that intimates that the people are separate than the king. Sha'alehem yitochin hamalucha, and therefore upon them one may give the term and apply the term kingship, lihiyois bebechinas hisnasus alehem, so that the king be exalted above them. Veheim yihiyu be'ema, and they should stand with fear and trembling. Shaharei al mea bonim lo yikore ha'av melech, because even over 100 sons, the father is not called a king. That means that to the son, the father is his father. And in order to have the appellation king, one must have a distance between the king and the subject, and the subjects who are separate from the king accept the king's kingship. V'lochein nikras ha-malchus yam, and therefore Malchus is called a sea, because it covers. Ki hine kol ma sheyesh b'yam bo sheyesh b'yam, because in truth, everything that's in the dry land, there is also in the sea. Rak she'ein nirin la'ayin, but you can't see it. Because the waters of the sea cover everything. The letters, let there be light, let there be a firmament, which energize and create all the worlds, they are in the world of Atzilus. V'hayom shehu ha-malchus, and yam, which is a reference to the sphere of Malchus, mechasa aleihem, covers them, bilti yiskalu l'nivroim ha-mishavim mehem, in order that they should not be revealed to the creations which are created by them. She'im hoyum miskalim, because if they, the ma'amoris, themselves would be revealed, hoya hagashmias botel beruchnias, the material world would completely be absorbed and nullified within the spiritual. Kemoshel bitel ziv hashemesh b'moir atzmai, like by way of parable, the nullification of the ray of the sun within the sun itself. Ve'ena nir eliyash, it would not be perceived as something independent. Ela b'mokim she'en hamoyer nirechulu, only in the place where the luminary itself is not apparent, there it's possible for the ray to have an independent existence. Kach gashmias, so to the material hamisave, which is created, hoya bottle the mekore, it would have been completely nullified in its source, hu ruchnias hamahava, which is the ruchnias, the spirituality which creates it, v'yev shalias mitzias neshama u'malach, and there would not have been the possibility of the emergence of a soul or an angel, shehem b'chinas nifradim, which are separate, rak shehem b'yahava, they are separate and they love Hashem. Ela kasha'ein ho elikus begilui b'riyah mamish. the emergence of such a soul and an angel is only possible when there is a covering of that Elokus, so that it allows the emergence of an independent being. And this covering and concealment is achieved by the Sefira of Malchus. Because this is a great principle, that the Sefira of Malchus is the one that causes the emergence of the independent entity. Venikras lekach eima tato matrunisa eim habonim. And therefore it's called the lower mother, the matron, the mother of the children. As it's written in Tanya, in the name of the Zohar. Lachin, and therefore, Hanashama hiba bechinis ibur b'malchus. That's why the soul is in a state of pregnancy in the sphere of Malchus. Ki b'shmini atzeres, because on shmini atzeres, sh'omrim moirid hageshem, when we say the tefillah of Geshem, of rain, Nimshachim Hanashama Berechem Hanukva. At that time, souls are drawn down into the womb of the female, of Malchus. Veshoyim Sham Zayin Chadoshim, and they remain in the womb for 7 months, Ad Shvi Shal Pesach Zman Haleda, until the seventh day of Pesach, when they are born. Al derech moshel begashmis, like in the physical world, shaliyos hishavas mehus vlad min atzipa, that in order for a child to be born from the drop of semen, tzorech lios ikuv v'shihui zayin chadoshim berechem hanukva, it's necessary for their to be a period of pregnancy of 7 months within the womb of the female. Shabbat Meshach Zman Zeh, which during that time, Al Yidei She'oichel V'shoyze Mima She'imoy Oicheles, through the child eating and drinking from which his mother eats V'shoyze and drinks, V'nimshach Boichayas Ad She'oiseyo Lias Yesh, that brings life and growth into the child until it becomes a separate entity. Kach hanashama d'atzilus, similarly, the soul of atzilus, shehi bechinas ayin, which originates on the level of nothingness, which means it's completely elokus, b'chdei shetisav elias bechinas yesh, in order for it to emerge as a independent being, who al yidei shemis akeves berechem hanukva, it's through the pregnancy in the womb of the female, v'shoyah shom zayin chadoshim, and it remains there for 7 months, v'oicheles v'shoyse, eats and drinks, shenimshach shom oiris elyonim, meaning that there are drawn supernal lights into there into the womb of the Nukva, and then v'hine b'shvir shal Pesach, on the seventh day of Pesach, who laid us on a shamas. That's the time that the souls are born. V'ha'inyan, and the idea is, ki b'chdei she'yir b'chines leida u'pesichas harechem, that in order for there to be birth and the opening of the womb, Lias Hanashama Yotzis Minahelam Legilui, that the soul should exit from a concealed state into a revealed state. Sorech Lias Hamshocha Vehaora Bemidas Hamalchus Milamaila Mehishtalshulus. There needs to be an infusion and a light coming into Malchus from a level which transcends the Seder Hishtalshulus. Now there's a parenthesis. Ukameshkosa b'makam acher, as is written elsewhere, al pi maimar azoya pashas pinchas tafer reish memtes, be'inin ka'ayol tarik. V'ayim mashkosa b'makam acher, al posuk lamialdeis ho'ivriyeis, as Hashem ho'acha shifro, pirush hei achas, hainu hei rishena d'shem havaya, shebo val yoda nimshach koyach haleda. Ubiyunin yinze yuvin mimash kosev reish pashas lech lecha b'inin hei, shenitesev la'avrom, sheyehei nikras Avraham, chulu ayin shom. So in order for Malchus to bear this soul, there needs to be an infusion of light into Malchus from a level which is higher than Seder Ishtalshalus. V'zeh umash kosev ayelech havayas hayom beruach kodim azah. And this is what it's stated, that Hashem blew a eastern wind, a strong eastern wind, ki al pi hishtalshalus miseichel lemidus ad mimachshav ledibur, because in the chain order of creation from intellect to emotions, thought to speech, iefshalias hamshacha mebechinas ha'ayin bebechinas hayesh. It's impossible for there to be something created from nothing. Elo al yidei gilui ha'ores ha'sevev shemakib l'abiyah shekulam shavim kameh. Unless there is a revelation of the light of sevev, which is peripheral to all the worlds of Atzilus, Bria, Yitzir, and Asiya, and all are equal before it. V'zeh shekos of ruach kodim. That's referred to by this eastern wind. Shal yidei zehoye kriyas yamsuf, which that caused the kriyas yamsuf. Ki hayom hamachase umastir, because the sea which covers and conceals, einoy elaba b'chenes hishtalshlus. That's all within the chain order. Aval begilui ha'ora shalamaylam hishtalshlus. However, when there was a revelation from a level which transcends the chain order, hafach miyam liyabosha, there was the ability to transform sea into dry land. V'zeh shekosa b'zoyar, this is the meaning of the Zoyar, when it says, ma titzak elai, why are you shouting out to me? Ba'atika talia milsa, it's dependent on Attic. Shemisham nimshach hakoyach lias bechinas leida, because it's from the level of Attic that is drawn the power that there should be the birth. Vehinei begilui ha'orazu azai hehorim rogdu. Now, when there was a revelation of the light of Seviv, then the mountains danced. Horim heim chagas. The mountains are a reference to the midas of Chesed, Gevura, and Tiferes. Ugvois, and the hills, Chagas, de Bria. That's a reference to Chesed, Gevura, Tiferes of the world of Bria. Oi, or a reference to Nehid, Atzilus, Netzach, Hoidi, Soid of the world of Atzilus. Vilhiyoi, Shehem, Lamailam, Abachinis, Yom, Shehu, Atzimtzum, Kanal. And since the Horim and the Gvois are higher than the Yam, which is the Tzimtzum of the Sphere of Malchus, Lachain, therefore, Rokdu Chielim. They dance like rams. Shebegilui Eir HaSeviv, because when there was a revelation of the light of Seviv, Nichlulu Kebitul Neir Bifnei Avuka. They were completely absorbed in the revelation, like the nullification of a candle before a great fire. V'hainu, that means, Sheha'oiriz de Tikkun ha'melubashim bekelim, the lights of Tikkun, which were clothed within Kelim, nistalku min ha'kelim, when there was the revelation of Soviv, they departed from the Kelim. V'nichlulu ba'oiriz ha'makiv kanal, and they were absorbed in the peripheral light. And although every Shabbos there is the elevation of worlds. Achakoil midarga ledarga. However, that is an elevation of levels. Asiya biyitzira, the level of Asiya is elevated into Yitzira. Viyitzira bibriya, the level of Yitzira is elevated into Briya chulu, etc. Vinikras hiluch, that's called going or moving. Aval harikud, the dancing, hu aliya hagdoila, is a tremendous elevation, shaloi bahadraga klal, which doesn't go in a step-by-step process. Dahayno ba'oira seviv kanal, and that's when there was a revelation of the light of seviv. And then the harim and the gavoyes danced, ke'ilim, like rams, she'en bahem das, who don't have das, v'shoirish b'chinazu hu l'mayla me'adas, and the root of this dancing like rams comes from a level which transcends das. So that's why the Horim and the Gvois, the Midos of Atzilus, danced when there was the revelation of Seviv. They got very excited and they danced, and they were absorbed in the light. Aval Hayom Sefer Dekol Dargin, however, the sea, which is the end of all levels, which is the Sphere of Malchus, Hamas the Rumailim, which conceals and hides, Ukeshara Giluyera Seviv. So when the Sphere of Malchus saw the revelation of the light of Seviv, Loihoya Yochel Hiskalil Boy Kineir Bifne Avuka, it couldn't become enveloped within it, like a light within a flame within a fire, Kameha Horim, as the mountains did, Shaharihu Hamailim, because its very job is to conceal. So the revelation of the Ora Seviv went against its very job. Lachain, therefore, Vayonis, it ran away. Ha'avoras v'histalkus ahelem, which means that there was a complete removal of the concealment. V'hu aderech moshul, it's rather like the Adam shebehishtalshulus miseichel ad ledibur, that by a human being there is a chain order going from intellect to speech. Aval kashenefel ribui oir shalamaila mehaseichel. However, when there falls into a person a huge light which is higher than seichel, azai nifsek adibur veishtuk, then a person can no longer speak, and they're silent. V'zeh shekos of Moshe kvad peh, and that's what's written of Moshe, that he was a kvad peh, which means he had difficulty in speaking, because of the tremendous light which was revealed by him. V'chein selusa b'chashoi, and also the davening of the Amida is silent because of the tremendous light which is revealed from above at that time. V'chol zeh melifnei adin chuli aretz, and all this happened because before Adin, before the master of the world, the earth trembled, gilui oir ha-seviv kanal, there was the revelation of the light of Seviv, ha-hevchi tzur v'chalomish meitziei eish, transforming the flintstone, which brings out fire, lios agamayim, to become a source of water. Dahayinu migvura lechesed, meaning there was a transformation from gvura into chesed. Shenisbatlu mimitzyusam, because they all became completely nullified in their metzius, and therefore there was a transformation of Gvura to Chesed, etc. Uchanoide b'ini noise shalom b'in Michael chulu. As is well known, that when the two Malachim of Michael, who is Chesed, and Gavriel, who is Gvura, when they stand before Hashem, they both become completely nullified and make peace. V'chol zehoye b'Pesach asher posach avaye b'chinas dilug. All this happens on Pesach, when there is a quantum leap of Hashem, b'lo yisarusa delatata, without any prior arousal from below, medaleg al hehorim, when he jumps over the mountains. Aval achakach, but thereafter, mitzvah sfiras ha'omer, comes the mitzvah of the counting of the omer, mem tes yoim, the 49 days, mimacharas ha'shabbos, from the day after the first day of Yontif, hu bechinas isarusa delatata, that is the arousal from below, the al yidei zeh, and through that, hoya achakach bishvuas, one achieves thereafter on shvuas, panim bepanim matan Torah, the face-to-face revelation of the giving of the Torah.